Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast series is the second conversation with Lori LeBay. And these interviews are actually divided into four 10-minute podcasts, which are airing each Monday. Lori's mission is to shift society's negative perception of aging and illness by getting individuals and businesses to appreciate and embrace the gifts wrapped in every stage of life. She believes that by removing the fear, embarrassment, and judgment that cripples our relationships, we can enhance our connections with the people we love and care for. Her company, Senior Lifestyle Trends, provides a variety of services to shift how caregiving is perceived, received, and delivered. She does this through keynotes, breakout and training sessions, consulting, her resource website, as a spokesperson, and writing services. Please join us today in shifting caregiving from crisis to comfort mode. Welcome back, Lori.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me.
You know what? I was really thrilled about our first conversation, and I was thinking about caregiving. You talked about the memory chips, making sure that we remember when it was laughter we were involved in, and also about caregiving itself, that it's just a frame of mind moving from just being sadness and what we lost to really embracing what is in the moment. So I was wondering if you could tell us about your vision for caregiving and why you feel such great passion to make the changes in our world today.
Okay, great. Well, my vision is really to shift it from crisis to comfort, because that's really what it's all about. And in society today, we just have this great fear over caregiving. You hear people talk about, you know, if a parent is ill and what crisis mode they're in and what they're dealing with, because people aren't proactive. They don't have the conversations. They don't do the research, and then they're under the gun. They're behind the eight ball when something does happen. And we really need to shift that so that people can plan for the future, because we don't know really what it holds. And the information that we gather might not be something we need, but it might be something that we can share with a friend or a coworker. And businesses are finding this all the time, that the water cooler talk is getting so disruptive. And as the baby boomers age, this is going to continue to escalate. And so companies and individuals have to put more things in play. They have to be able to remove the fear. And to me, the only way that we're going to do that is to really be able to analyze what are people's perceptions. Because once we know what the perceptions are, then we can change those perceptions. We can change our delivery system. And we also have to look at, you know, how, if I'm caring for you, not only what is your perception, but what is my perception of the role. We have to look at all sides of this. And we have to work collaboratively with the medical industry, because we're a team, and we are not functioning as a team out there at all. Everybody's kind of doing their own little roles. It's starting to shift just a hair, but we've got a long, long ways to go in terms of collaborative work out there. One of the main focuses that I think people have to really look at, and, you know, the movie with the bucket list came out, what was that, about a year or so ago, maybe it's been two.
Yep.
But what people don't realize is the significance of that movie, because we as a society here remember three things. We remember what scares us, what saddens us, and what brings us joy. And that's kind of how we categorize our relationships in our life, is by these major things. And so if we just look at it really simply, it's like, okay, we've got three choices. What do I really want to fill my bucket with? Well, you know, to me, that's a hands down, you know, I want joy. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be scared. So what am I going to look for in my everyday life that's going to create joy? Well, by looking for sadness or looking for things that scare me, that's not going to create joy. So part of it is just shifting what it is we look for. A prime example would be with my mom. I'll use, I tell people now, my mom used to have beautiful pearly white teeth. She was always proud of them. But with Alzheimer's, she's now scared to have her teeth brushed. She doesn't know what a toothbrush is. Mm. And so it causes her fear and pain. So her teeth don't always get clean. My brothers will automatically look at that, and many others will look at her and say, she looks horrible. Because her teeth look like a, I say, Her teeth look like a rusted chainsaw with fried rice hanging off them sometimes, which
Oh dear.
Is true, because they're chipped, they're broken, you know, they're just kind of gross. But I don't look at that. I look at the smile. I look at the giggle. I listen for the laugh. I look for the dimples. I look for our signature family trademark, when you're really happy and you're smiling and laughing so hard you have no eyes. That's what I look at. That's what I see when I meet with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal. It's not saying her hair's not combed perfect, or that she has a billy goat hair on her chin, or, you know, focusing on her teeth and what she used to look like, because her ego is no longer in play and those things don't bother her anymore. And if it doesn't bother her, it shouldn't bother me, because it's not about her making me feel comfortable, because she can't do that anymore. She doesn't have that skill. She doesn't have that ability.
Is it really tough for other people, though, to get to that stage?
It's extremely difficult. In fact, I met with a family friend who has not seen my mom for about 10 years. And I met with her. I had done a music video with my mom, and I slid the DVD over to her. And I'm like, I was explaining how excited I was about this whole process and the joy my mom had during this music, because music just brings them back to life, because she usually sleeps most of the day. And we're in the middle of a restaurant, and here's a 70-year-old woman who yelled out in the middle of a restaurant, "Oh, my God, she looks horrible!" And I just burst out laughing, because I couldn't believe she screamed that out in the restaurant. I get these seething eyes looking at me, and she's like, "Lori, this isn't funny. That doesn't look like your mom. Your mom would be so embarrassed." And I said, "Kay, I'm so sorry, but I don't see what you see anymore. And I didn't even know that until this moment." I see the joy. I see the dimples. I hear the giggle. You know, I kind of went through all of that. And I said, "Mom, it doesn't matter to her anymore. You know, when it was important, her nails were done, her hair was done, and she looked perfect. But you know what? I'm not going to wreck her day so she looks nice."
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about her day. Because I can maneuver mine. She can't. And she can get stuck in a mold. And so then I took that story and I shared it with another friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And she got really upset with me and said, "You have to do everything in your power to make sure she always looks perfect." And I just said, "No, I don't. This is not about you and I. This is about them and their comfort level and their needs." And we really forget that, you know, and in nursing homes and assisted livings, I mean, society as a whole, we want to project this image instead of really projecting what is truly going on. So when I go out and speak, I really talk to communities and say, you know what, stop calling just when there's a problem, when someone's got a bump or a bruise or a bed sore. And shoot me a picture. Shoot me a moment of joy. Snap a picture. You know what that will do for me as a caregiver?
Mm-hmm.
It will make me realize you love and care for my loved one. It's
mm-hmm.
going to reduce my guilt. It's going to build up my belief that you get this big picture and that you truly care. And you're going to teach me what to look for and what's important. Instead of us being on two different teams of, "Oh, you screwed up again. You know, she's got another bruise. Where did that come from?" It's critical that we shift how we view things. And we have to do that as a team. And it's so, so powerful when you can step back and say, you know what, it's not about me. It is truly about them. And we do that with our kids all the time. You know, if your child was ill or sick. You know, I almost lost my daughter when she was 10 months old. She had spinal meningitis. And my world stopped, you know, and I stayed at the hospital for 2 weeks. And, you know, you just do everything in your power to make them comfortable and secure and feel safe. But we don't do that with our elderly. We don't go to that extreme, and we really need to. They deserve it just as much.
I love hearing the passion in your voice, this podcast this week has gone really, really quick. And there's one poignant thing that stands out in my mind, what you were talking about, and I'd like to dive into it a little bit further as we move into next week's session. But my thought is, when I think about your friend's reaction and how they feel that you must clean your mom up, make her absolutely perfect, I think sometimes it's the fear of what we have in store for ourselves that we are taking that and saying, I hope for the grace of God that doesn't happen to me, or I hope that you do that. So what you're doing, this mission of getting out over and above and beyond and focusing on the other individual instead of ourselves, I think is absolutely imperative. Thank you very much for sharing those personal stories with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me again, Carol.
For those of you that would like to learn more about Lori, you can contact her at her office at 651-748-4714. She has several websites. I'm going to read them off to you here. SeniorLifestyleTrends.com, AlzheimerSpeaks.com, AlzheimerSpeaksBlog.com, and you can email her at LORI@SeniorLifestyleTrends.com. She's on YouTube, she's Skype, Twitter. This woman is connected. So again, Lori, thank you, and all of you listening, thank you for tuning in to this edition of Just for a Moment. And this is Carol Murray, signing off.